You're listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our content editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you. Today, we're studying the first unit for the winter 2023. And this is, of course, ends this 2022, but we'll go into the next year with it. The title of this study is Putting Fear in Its Place. Now, what's this all about? First of all, we know that we live in uncertain times. Whether it's a pandemic, whether there are racial tensions, political divides, health issues, family concerns, and even today, we know that there's a war going on in Ukraine. And as we do this study, the storm Ian, Hurricane Ian, is wreaking havoc through Florida and the East Coast there. So there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot that can cause an uneasy fear. But the Bible has revealed to us that God is all powerful and he is the sovereign ruler over the universe. In other words, there's no one greater than God. Nothing is greater than him. And so we can rest confidently that God has this all under control. When we look at him and trust, we can rest confidently in him regardless of what is going on around us. So that's the whole study. Six sessions of putting fear in its place. Now, this first session is titled The Fear of God. And this is a study about how we can understand a positive side of fear. You know, there's a beneficial attitude that we should have toward God. When we see God for who he is and all his greatness and his power, his glory, we recognize his authority and power over all. And when we do, then we stand in awe of who he is. So we're going to understand that in this study or this session. The passage of study is Psalms 33, verses 6 through 15. And then verses 18 through 22.
All right, so our point for today is the fear of God gives us the foundation to face fear in all other areas. And so what a great thing. So how can we have a healthy fear of God? Let's read this first section of verses 6 through 8. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the water of the sea into a heap. He puts the depths into storehouses. Let the whole earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it came into being. He commanded and it came into existence. Wow, what a powerful particular statement that is. And so this point says, stand in awe of him as a creator. So I one thing I just think about, and the Bible helps us with this, is that if we're going to, there are always things to fear. And so we can fear the things that can destroy us, or we can have a healthy fear for the one who can sustain us. And so that's what I see us moving into in this lesson. And so one of the reasons we have this healthy fear, standing in awe of God, is because he tells us first, he created everything. Wow. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and the stars by the breath of his mouth. How powerful is that? We can't make anything by our words, and we can't make anything by our breath. And so the psalmist is taking this time and giving us these anthropomorphic illustrations of the Almighty, and to show us how much greater he is than us. We can't do any of the things listed in verse 6-8, and yet he does these things with ease. And so how exciting is that? What do you see in there, Christina?
Yes, Mark, and I'm sitting here in awe, listening to everything that you said. When we think about the power of God, and he created everything, we just can't fathom what that's all about. You know, our only response is that we are not afraid of God, but we are in awe. You know, we marvel at all that God has done. One of the things that jumps out at me in these verses is that he gathered the waters into a heap. Now, I've been to the beach, and I actually did not. My first trip to the beach was probably when I was in my 20s. So I didn't know the beach, you know, before those years. And when I first went to the beach, I was just overwhelmed at the power of the waters. And every time I go, I sense that power. You can sense the hand of God. There's nothing else on earth that could be so strong that power can heap up those powerful currents of the sea. So, you know, and even that's just a drop in the bucket of the power that God has. So, you know, I don't know. It's hard to even express in words, Mark, the power that the psalmist is declaring to us. He said that God made everything, and we should be very grateful that God is sovereign, he's gracious, he's loving, and he's on our side.
Yeah, so we stand in awe of him as creator, but that's not all. We submit to his plan as Lord. Let's look at verses 10 through 15. The Lord frustrates the counsel of the nations. He thwarts the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen to be his own possession. The Lord looks down from heaven. He observes everyone. He gazes on all the inhabitants of the earth from his dwelling place. He forms the hearts of them all. He considers all their works. And so here it is, submit to him as Lord. So this is interesting. And so, again, it shows us how much greater God is than we are. He frustrates the counsel of the nations. We think that our nations are strong, you know, we have armies, we have scientists, we have nuclear weapons, and we have some of the brightest minds. And yet it says he frustrates the counsel of the nations. And then he thwarts the plans of the people. And so sometimes people have risen up, right? We see Putin rising up against Ukraine. We see the insurrectionists rising up in our country. And yet we don't have to fear, because God thwarts the plans of the people. There's nothing that is ever out of his control. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, it says, not just today, but from generation to generation. We will live a generation and then lay in the dust with the fathers. But the counsel of the Lord, it goes on forever. And so this is just one more reason we ought not fear what man can do, but we ought to fear the Lord and submit to his plan as Lord. Remember, that means he is large and in charge. What are you thinking, Christina?
That's right. Absolutely. You know, sometimes we have our plans thwarted. That's a hard word to say. We have those plans. You know, God will interrupt our plans. And so we have to recognize and trust that God is even in control of our own lives. God has a plan for this world, for our country, for our churches, and for us individually. And he is consistent. You know, he won't change his mind, go back on what he's promised that he would do. And so we can trust that. Just think about this. If God was shiftless and he was not a God that we could trust, then we would be in trouble. You know, we wouldn't know what God was going to do because we wouldn't be able to trust him. But God is, his plans are permanent. His plans are consistent. His plans are powerful. And we can give him praise that he is absolutely in control of the whole earth. That should really penetrate our hearts and our minds as we study this lesson.
Absolutely. So we stand in awe of him as creator. We submit to his plan as Lord. And we surrender to him as provider. And so let's look at this last section of verses, starting in verse 18. But look, the Lord keeps his eye on those who fear him, those who depend on his faithful love, to rescue them from death and to keep them alive in famine. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and shield, for our hearts rejoice in him because we trust in his holy name. May your faithful love rest on us, Lord, for we put our hope in you. So there it is. There it is. What a great way to end this discussion up. We surrender to him as provider. See, he is not just great. He is not just one with a plan, but he includes us in his plan. And part of his inclusion is the fact that he will always provide for us. And so this passage reminds us to keep that the Lord keeps his eyes on those who fear him. And so sometimes we think we are lost in the middle of the adversities of life. We think that nobody knows and maybe nobody cares. And sometimes we think that God has forgotten and forsaken us. But that's not what the psalmist says here. The psalmist reminds us that the Lord keeps his eye on those who fear him. In fact, one other passage says that the eye of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the bad. And so this is a great comfort to us that God is always watching us. Remember the old song that I'm sure you have heard in church many times? Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? My constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. There it is. The Lord keeps his eye on those that fear him. Just like you as a parent would keep your eye on your own child. You don't ever let them out of your sight when they're little and they can run all over the place and do all kinds of things. Doesn't take them long to get in trouble. But, you know, as a good parent, keeping your eye on your child, you're there to rescue them when it is absolutely necessary. And that's what God does for us. He is our Heavenly Father watching out for us. What are you thinking, Christina?
Right, Mark. And, you know, you just gave us a wonderful description of God's faithful love. You know, I'm sure that each of us can look back in our lives and see the times when we were probably going through something. And as you said, you know, we may have felt overwhelmed, but when we look back, we can see the hand of God and see how he provided for us. I know I can, because there were times when I experienced some traumatic experiences and circumstances in my own life as a single mom for a good deal of my adult life and trying to raise two daughters and working two and three jobs, and things just they were a mess. But God revealed himself in powerful ways to help me to overcome and to help me to become a better person as he brought me through those things. So God's love is faithful, and we can absolutely put our hope in him, as the psalmist said.
Yeah, so just verse number 19 reminds us that even in the most extreme circumstances, he rescues us from death. He keeps us alive in the time of famine. You can't get much more extreme than those right there. So even in the most extreme circumstances, God is watching us and has his eye on us. And yet, so verse 20 reminds us that we may not always feel it or see it or know it. And that's why he says, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. He has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten you. He is coming. What's the old song? Old adage says, he may not come when you want him, but it'll be on time. So wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And if you wait on him, you'll grab on to verse number 21. It says, our hearts rejoice in him. Yes. And so we can rejoice. We may not be rejoicing in the moment, but we'll rejoice when his deliverance comes. This is a great lesson for us as we're going through this time and thinking about all the things that are going on today. And so, friend, I just want you to hold on just a moment in case you are a Bible study leader, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody that you can get your own copy of the U Bible Study Curriculum at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study material, comes in digital and paper formats, has a beautiful leader's pack, and it aligns with the Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. This is going to be great. All right, Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, for today, teachers and leaders in the classroom, think about introducing this unit. The topic of fear can be difficult for many people. So as you begin to pull this unit together, think about sending an email or a text to your learners. Let them know the title, of course, and that is Putting Fear in Its Place, and then invite them to pray. You know, invite them to pray, asking God to reveal any fears in their lives, and also share scriptures with them that would help them to understand what this fear is all about or get ready to learn. So, and you know, and be ready to discuss the overwhelming uncertainties that are going on in this world. We mentioned the pandemic, racial tensions, political divides, the war, and even their own traumas, personal traumas, whether it's relational or health issues and those things like that. You know, let them know that there's no reason to be afraid. And by the end of this study, they will have a healthy fear of God.
All right. What a great way to start off this unit. What a great way. And so join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.